So, age-old question, but I'm still going to ask it to kind of see where you are today, which is, what advice do you give to your patients concerning getting pregnant after breast cancer?
So pregnancy after breast cancer is a perennial discussion topic for case discussions. And, what we've learned from a lot of retrospective studies is that women who do choose to become pregnant after breast cancer actually have an outcome which is at least as good as women who don't become pregnant afterwards. So there's nothing to suggest that pregnancy per se increases the risk of a cancer recurrence. The caveat here is that these are highly selected women who've talked to their treatment team at length. Perhaps there's a bias that they actually have a lower risk cancer, and therefore the treatment team has been more encouraging of them in their discussions to consider pregnancy. Whereas in a woman who's at very high risk, the team might sort of encourage her perhaps not to. It's really hard to extrapolate from that literature a signal that it's guaranteed to be safe, but there isn't a signal that it's detrimental. So the biggest discussions we have are, when is the timing right, and what does it mean to interrupt ongoing endocrine therapy? Because, of course, you have to stop your endocrine treatments if you're going to conceive and then bear the child. These are really individual discussions. In general, we encourage women to take at least a year or two of anti-estrogen therapy before anticipating interrupting that to have the child. We know that 2 years of endocrine therapy is really important, and so we'd like to get that in. Whether that's feasible depends on how old the patient is, how pressing the need is to have the child sooner rather than later. For women who have triple-negative breast cancer, who they're not on endocrine therapy, they're not on extended anti-HER2 therapy treatments, the historic advice has been to wait a couple years just to make sure the cancer doesn't come back. There aren't a lot of data to really guide that recommendation, but that's still the standard advice. Typically, in a patient who's thinking about having a baby, we would restage them because most women tell us that if they knew they had metastatic cancer, they obviously would not want to conceive a child because their own treatment needs would interfere with the likelihood of a successful pregnancy. So in a woman who's going to anticipate having a baby, we stop the endocrine treatments if they've been on it. We often get restaging scans to make sure there's no evidence of metastatic disease, and then they go about conceiving and having the child.
I guess we should also add for the woman who has HER2 positive disease, I guess strongly discourage pregnancy during anti-HER therapy, which now conceivably could be out to 2 years. So you have the trastuzumab, maybe pertuzumab, and now the tyrosine kinase inhibitor neratinib. I'm assuming patients like that are advised to be very careful not to get pregnant.
Right. So trastuzumab in particular, you don't want to be on during pregnancy. We know that it contributes to some intrauterine growth retardation and oligohydramnios. There aren't really data for use of or the safety of other tyrosine kinase inhibitors during pregnancy, but I think it's safe to say you don't want to be doing that while having the child.